Scam. So what do you do?
I trick. I'm sorry, I had to pause the music. You say what? Pardon you?
May God have mercy on you. That's what I'm going to say. I pray mercy over you.
Scamming and tricking. Which one bad pass?
Definitely.
Actually, which one will bring you more money?
It depends, but I guess like there's probably
Scamming is what guys do and tricking is what girls do. Not
no.
trick. What are you doing? What?
Let's
Don't get me wrong. I feel like a woman can scam. Please.
stop. Let's now go back to what
No,
those
not
robots
the gender
actually mean.
differentiation.
Like there's you cannot be doing gender roles.
You are.
There's nothing like that.
Men and women can do both, though. Just need to know the skills.
As in, there's a reason that men can do both. Like, in fact, now men they even do trick pass because like they pretend to be women and trick guys. Half of the fake profiles are created by men, like pretending to be women. Like, only a fraction of women actually create fake profiles, and it's usually people that have like body image issues or like people that don't really want. Like, it's there's not so many women that like intentionally like trying to trick. Like, it's a different case when you're offering a service for money, but like trying to trick off the internet. Well, I don't know. I don't know the facts and figures. I'm just saying from my point of view.
I feel you, I feel you. Don't worry.
You have to feel me. You got a choice.
Okay.
You got
Girl.
choice.
Hi, everybody. Welcome once again to the Osho and Osho podcast. I'm Oshoriame.
I'm Oshoname and
I'm processing everything
Sangam.
that just happened. Every past 10 seconds, I'm still Osho.
I
What
can't believe
are
that,
you
that
doing?
conversation like that. That is something that. Oh, you said you are woo.
Oshi.
No, bye, you wish.
Girl, you wish. You wish.
Whatever. Who even wants to be at the show, anyways?
Girl,
You.
you
Hi,
do.
guys. The baddest sisters on the podcast, the baddest, the best in swag, everything. Like,
You know
best
you do.
in
Best. If you have to
swag.
call yourself best in swag, and you even use the word
No, please,
swag, the it
swag.
girl, the it
Okay.
girl.
Thank you.
Okay, maybe I might
Fantasy.
have to agree with the it girl part, but even that,
You see, ah.
we're still finicky. We still did, yeah, we still did deliberate them.
I mean, a non-it girl appointing someone else the it girl doesn't bother me.
Okay, things are getting to be heated.
Like,
Yeah, like I don't understand
okay,
what is
I don't
going
know
on right
why I
now.
just did that, but I think it might have something
Totally unnecessary, like.
has something to do with me being a Leo.
I don't even know what is
Are
it about
you?
Aries? Like I feel like the only
Well,
thing
Emma,
we know
you're an
about Aries
oval.
is that we're mean, and I think it's just because of the fire sign
I've
and the ram
never
heads.
heard anything about Aries. It's like,
What
yeah,
are
like
you
you guys are like
again?
really
What are
like
you again?
okay.
Oh, what's a
Pisces.
Pisces?
Oh, I feel like you shouldn't even
Respect,
be saying that you're a
like a
Pisces.
school of fish or what?
We're the
Well,
honestly, they're actually fishy people. Like Pisces, they're quite fishy. Like, no, to
how
be
are we
that's
fishy?
their
In
reputation.
what do you mean by fishy?
Manipulation.
What do you mean by fishy?
Like they're literally like, do you know what they are accurate Pisces astrology is?
What do you
But
mean
there
by
will literally be
fishy?
stuff they'll say about Pisces people that I'm like, if I did not read Pisces there, I'll have thought they wrote all along there. Like, I'll have thought they were
Excuse
specifically describing
me.
her. Like, no.
Like
Oh.
what
And I
thing?
sent it to them, like, when they're like, oh, Pisces is
People are
narrating her.
always
Wait, hold
lying. You're always
on.
lying on
Pisces narrating
Pisces. You lost
how
the
they
game
not
on.
Pisces narrating how they are navigating life or navigating issues. And the Pisces was like, oh, I just cried a little. She believed me. End of story. Like,
That sounds like Ololo. I'm sorry. I'm
that is
sorry.
in life. You have to use
That
all
sounds
the
like
tools
you.
available
Have you
at
guys ever really looked
yourself.
into this astrology thing and like checked your first house, your second house, your third house? I think up to
I
your
think
seventh.
as far as I've gone, is like knowing my sign, like, oh, is my sign fire or like,
Oh, I've actually gone for that. I've
like,
actually, you
and
know,
then I know my moon rising.
yeah, your moon
Well,
rising
I
as well.
don't.
If
I
you
don't.
put your date and the time you were born, then you can get your moon rising.
Like, not my
I
moon
think I'm
rising.
a Scorpio. Like, my
As
signs
a
are actually messed
Scorpio,
up. I
like,
think
I
I'm a
saw it, I was
Scorpio.
like, damn it, damn it, damn
I
it.
think, I'm not sure, I can't remember, but I know it was weird. It was something
I think
that
if my rising was like Gemini, that would have been, I don't know, my identity would have been
Geminis are December people, right?
like, girl, that's Sagittarius.
Yeah,
Oh,
Sagittarius.
Gemini is
Sagittarius are
June.
not bad.
Gemini is June.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I
it's
don't know how
tough.
I feel about it. Yeah, it must be
It's
tough.
tough in that month.
But yeah, how has everybody been? What have you been up to? What do you
Deep
read?
sigh.
Wait, before we even go into that, we have a special guest. Do we still need to?
I guess so.
Yes,
Like, we
you
have.
need to. You need to continue.
We have
Yeah.
a special guest. She's been bugging, like she wanted to
Like,
come on
literally
the
begging.
pod.
Like,
Like, yeah, just begging and
yeah.
being on our asses. Like, girl, this
Yeah,
girl even got a
girl.
job with us trying to be on
That's
the
what I was
pod.
referring. Like, do you understand? Like, that's how much I wanted to be here. Like, she was getting paid. She on an internship, and now she's literally volunteering her services for
So,
free.
yeah, for
Like,
free.
how'd you go from getting paid to losing the bag? Literally lost the bag to be on the show.
So, welcome with us
Okay.
a very special guest. A wannabe Osho, but we love
As
you.
in, the teacher she's gonna be.
Welcome our sister Olala.
Hello, everyone. First of all, the two Oshos are probably the worst employers ever. There's no health
What do
insurance.
you mean? This is a woman-led
Salary is
organization.
not consistent.
Okay, you don't talk about a black-owned business like that.
There's a lot. Well,
No.
as a black girl, I feel like I have the right.
Well, this is a startup. Okay.
A woman-led
Exactly.
startup. There's not a lot of those out there.
And also an employee-led culture. So be the change you want to see. If
Lou.
you want health insurance, be the change. Make this podcast profitable too.
That's your job.
And if
That's
you're
your
going to your
job.
job.
That's your
I'm not being
job.
paid for the job.
Ah,
You're hiring
okay.
for me to do the job.
I'm
No.
putting you in.
We're waiting for you. You're asking us how you're supposed to do your job. Like,
You
it's
see,
all
people
Allah's
are
job.
money. This is Pisces behavior. As a
It's like,
Pisces,
you don't know what the job
that
market
is
is saying.
Pisces
Oh, my
behavior.
boy, inflation. Sometimes it's not about the money you get from the job, but just
Really, I
now
recently interviewed somewhere, and HR was telling me that a lot of the times new positions don't even guarantee growth in your career, that they're not always the
Hey.
right decisions for you.
Hey.
So.
First of all, before I go to a new position, I've guaranteed that it's like for me that
Exactly.
I'm somewhere to
He's
go
out
somewhere.
there telling me,
Don't
like,
worry, yeah.
oh,
Don't worry about my people.
some of the times,
Don't
like, in the new position does not
worry.
guarantee an upward track, that sometimes you have to go low to keep going
Are you
higher.
okay? You know
What
where
are
I'm
we
going?
now doing here?
What?
What
Do
are we
you
now
know where I'm
doing here?
headed?
If there's no growth,
honestly,
you have to
let's
go
start
up
from
and go
there.
high. You have
Are
to
we? Is
recoup.
this playing?
As in, all those spring jumpers, don't they have to literally crawl out before they jump?
Look,
Like,
yep.
you have to go
So,
low to
what are
go
you? Are you
high.
supporting him?
I
No,
don't
I'm
understand
saying
your
like.
perspective.
No. Oh, Jesus Christ. What I'm actually saying is, like, I agree with him, but, like, leave me where I am. Like, you know, when you
Oh,
agree with
that's
somebody so they can
me.
let you be, like, oh, yes, yeah,
That's what happened at the end
it's
of
not moving
the
up.
day.
It's, yeah, don't worry. I'm going down so I can go up. Thank you very much. Like,
Yeah. So,
hey.
Thirty but timeless. Have you
Come
guys
from
listened to
somebody that has
Timeless?
not got timeless. Like, do you
Timeless. Oh,
know?
yes, I've listened to Timeless.
What's your favorite song? Or what are your top favorite, like top three? It's what's your best part of the
It's not the voice. So I don't need to take my word, you know, for it.
Oh, I can't tell off the laser. I
Yeah.
like that's the one with Fave. Yeah.
Yes, Fave. I love Fave.
Oh, you love her. It does sound very dishonest, but okay. Okay.
And no competition with Asaki.
Asaki. Okay. I like
Yes,
that one too. I
Asaki.
didn't actually like really like the album. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, I really like the album. Like, I like Away. I like Namoni. I like Namoni was actually really good. I like Picasso. Like, Picasso is actually like a fave, like a low key fave.
I think it's time I just confess that I haven't actually listened to the album because I can't really
continue. Everybody knows. Everybody
this discussed.
Knows.
Oh.
Everybody knows your login.
Yeah, so.
Skepta talking about Egusi.
Skepta can talk about whatever he wants.
Let's be on the same page. What's your favorite Davido album to date?
Were you present? But to be fair, like I don't think I can choose between a good time and a better time. Like, a good time has so many germs. Like, not germs as in fungi, but like germs as in GEMS, because I realized that my pronunciation sounded like... Anyway.
I feel like now I don't try anymore. Anything that comes out of my mouth, you vibe with. You shall know what
I'm talking about. Like, back
English
to,
is not my first language, even though it really is, but it ain't.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. Like, A Good Time has so many gems. Like,
yeah.
Anima Shang, that one with, what's her name? With, what's that girl? That girl. That
girl. Somehow. Yeah. No, A Good so Time is good.
I'm also, sorry, like, but A Better Time. Yeah. That's the album.
No, do you know what?
That's the album I feel like he was trying to follow up on and he couldn't.
But do you know what? Do you know why I cannot really, really talk about A Better Time? Because I feel like A Better Time came of is like my favorite album, but like I don't really trust that. I feel like because it came out during the pandemic, like that kind of influenced how attached I was to the song. I mean,
a good album is a good album, regardless of the time. No, what is a good album? It's an album that even after the pandemic, I always
go back to it.
Like, good time is better.
The first time, remember, like,
A
Good Time is good, like, it's great. Like, he has so many, like,
it's perfect. Like, from the intro, from the
Are you people kidding me? You realize that the first song on Better on A Better Time is Femme. Like, he came with Violence with that album.
Okay. That's
like, are you kidding that me? That's the album that has my baby.
Something going on. So I don't remember. And then the song with Tiwa
Nicki Minaj on that album.
Actually,
A Better Time is. It was just gem after gem after gem. And I mean gems, like dirty gems.
I'm not going to lie. A Good Time
was giving us dirty gems.
A Good Time was good, but A Better Time was better.
Maybe because, to be honest, I never even really vibed to A Good Time. Like, A Better Time was the first
Davido. I know, A Good Time, like,
man, I would listen to every single
time. A Good Time had Risky, yes, everybody, Risky.
Wasn't it he released Risky as a single off before he released the album?
Oh, yes, now.
I vibed to Risky singles. Without the album. So that was a mistake. Should I put the Risky without? Because now I vibe to. And I don't know. I like this Timeless album, but I'm just worried. I feel like now
Don't worry, I've gone before you. Don't worry. Don't
say A Better Time that had I Got a Friend. We show my dog.
Don't fret. I've actually gone ahead of you. Like, I know the general consensus is that, oh,
please, A Better Time has paid with Bella Smith.
Yeah.
I actually like that one too. But so let me make my point. You guys go like on three different at the same time.
Okay.
So I was going to say that I know that like the general consensus is that when an artist puts like a hit song on an album, like especially when the time between when the hit song was released, like it's like several months or like almost a year. It almost seems like they're doing it to kind of like create like a soft landing for the album. So people who are more familiar and you know the streams coming from that song can also like count for the album.
Yeah.
Things like that. Like, but number one, Davido only put one song that we have heard before.
Okay.
And it was the last song on the album. Like, if he puts it somewhere in the middle, like, I'll be like, okay, this is like an obvious strategy. But, like, it was literally the last song. It was like,
seeing it on that track list, I was like, oh, why did the video do this?
No, that's why I said I've gone ahead of you. Like, trust me, it is sweet. In fact, when I said jamming the album back to back, like, I used to skip Champion Sound.
Really?
Yeah, like, I get to the last song and, like, I skip. Yeah. It wasn't like my last three plays that I actually like listened to.
Oh.
Like, you know, I've gone deep. Like, I probably played this album already like 30 times at least.
No, I well, okay. Oh,
I'm not going to do that. I think do you have a job?
I'm really worried
I
about
Ajebo
Hustlers and Angelique Kidjo on the
oh my goodness, song. Ajebo Hustlers, I love them.
Is there a song with them?
Ajebo Hustlers.
Yes, there's a song with Ajebo Hustlers. You see, and now you don't vibe the album.
Oh, Jesus.
Are you sure you're not sleeping?
Are you sleeping?
Wake up.
No, I've not listened to the album, guys. I literally just saw like the
yeah,
album listing.
Just spoke about it. I think
it was featured at.
Olu and I just spoke about it. Like you.
Exactly. I thought it was Cavemen.
Yeah,
Cavemen. Very sweet song. Money.
I haven't streamed the album yet, but I would tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to stream it. I'm
it's the date.
Yeah. Yes. Please fuck off. But I'll stream it tonight. Like, how you get out of my face?
We're a bit late to the party, but you know, the party doesn't
the
stop.
The party is over.
It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop.
Exactly.
It
the life of the party.
It doesn't stop, but it doesn't stop.
Can get the party started now?
No, I said the party will start, but like it doesn't stop till we get there. Do you get?
In other news, please. These guys are so annoying. In other news, I had a birthday this week. And I don't know if I told you, Ololo, I did an escape game room type thing.
Ooh, you didn't tell
yes.
me.
Yes. Did I tell you, Onare?
You mentioned.
Okay.
You look pissed off for like 3 seconds. They're like, why did you casually
No, let me tell you why.
Like, I'm not done with the video conversation.
No, I'm not even joking. Like, this is not even, I think I'm even done. But I think I look pissed off because like, my brain was trying to connect the memory that I had of it. The memory that I had of you going to the escape room was, it felt like you were just telling me about it. It didn't feel like a proper event that happened. So like, my brain wasn't like, I'm like, you know when your brain is just like, what is this one saying? Are they lying? And you're like, oh, wait, I actually remember some part of this conversation. Like, oh yeah, you told me. But like, that's what happened. And this has happened to me at work before where somebody was saying something that I was like, that would not work. But like,
so, do you know what
I didn't
happened
see my
to me?
Face, but like I saw their reaction to my face.
No,
to
what happens to me is that somebody is saying something that they've even told me before, and then I'm like, oh no, they something that they've told me before, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I know they're the ones that told me, and I will go on to say exactly what they told me, like, you know, I'm the one telling them now. And they're just there looking at me like, what are you saying?
Actually, like, I told you this.
Like, I told you all of that. That's exactly what I told you. Like, what are you doing? And I'm just saying, oh, yeah, it's you. You're the one who told me.
I feel like that happens a lot. Like, even in conversations, you're like, wait, this information came from me.
Yeah.
I'm like, it has even gone around, like, several people, and they're saying it so calm. I'm like, I'm happy that I was able to, like, instill confidence, but give credit.
Oh yeah, man, how was the escape room experience?
It was honestly, I feel like my biggest fear was to get there and not be able to escape. But it's not
I mean, I feel like
but that was not even an option.
You guys
it was not an option. So honestly, I was about 5 minutes late. They already called me that, you know, because it was like it was like 8 different people that signed up for it. We didn't know each other really. So when you get there, the one I signed up for was a heist. So when you get there, you could also go with like your own team of friends, but out here in the jungle.
Hey.
Oh my God. Can you guys still hear me clearly?
I can hear you.
Okay. So anyways, you go there, somebody gives you like all the information. They tell you that, don't worry. I think you have 5 clues, but no, you have 4 clues and you can use, actually I think you have 3 clues. Yeah, you have 3 clues, but you can use more than those clues. You just keep hitting the wall and they give you more clues, and you have an hour. I think after an hour, you know, they come and
so
we enter into the first room, and then it's like, it was a heist. Somebody had stolen the painting and we're trying to steal it back, and it was a Monet painting, which I didn't even realize until, you know, I was talking to my sister later and she's like, that's a Monet painting. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense, because all the clues kept saying Monet and I didn't even pick up on that. Anyways, in the
Monet?
First, it's a French painter. In the first room, no, it was actually, it felt like a detective game. Like, we had to like bring codes, then at the back of a code, by the time we opened it, one of the artworks opened up, then we got a mirror, we had to put the mirror to read something the other way, then open the second door, got into the office, get the codes to open the vault. I was so scared, I was like, this will now be embarrassing
I
if
have
we solve this. But we actually solved it with, sorry, let me finish. We
no
actually
problem.
Solved it with like 16 or 19 minutes to spare. And we had like two clues left. We only used up one clue. But I feel like there were these two women that they were sisters. And I'm like, I feel like if I go with my sister too, I will have this energy. They actually said from the beginning that we are competitive. And they literally split the group into two. I'm looking. They gave us a proper warning and they were not joking. Like, before we got into the room, the group had split into two. Like, they split us. Okay, you guys do this. Like, this one sister was on the floor. And just, I'm like, okay, get it. But I'm not getting paid for this detective work. This is supposed to be fun. But it was so much fun. It's a little confusing initially, but over time, you know, you get into it, you get into the vibe. Something that I feel like I would like to do with my friends and see how smart they really are.
Actually, I found
three of the clues of everything. Like I was, and they were not the easy clues too. Honestly, like one, we had to go to a page and get a number of the page. And
okay, like, oh, she found three clues.
And then, you guys are haters.
I was actually going to say that I feel like an escape room would be nice when people are not even trying. Like, let's do it so lazily.
So that's the thing. I think we all with the sisters coming into
it's just like karaoke. Like, if you're doing too much, it's not fun anymore.
Yes, if you're doing the most, like
why don't you join the CIA?
Honestly, if you want to carry the thing on your head, like, relax now.
Honestly, you know, in my opinion, karaoke is not even fun at all. It's just bad, horrible singing.
Yes, that's the fun part.
No.
Karaoke Grinch.
I don't get it. No, I mean,
the Grinch who stole karaoke.
Who stole the mic?
No, definitely. I can't even lie. This escape room thing is like top. I've been trying a lot of new events recently.
Oriame. I've not still asked my question.
Oh, go on. Go on.
Okay. What is that? You pertaining to the, what's it called? Escape room. Yeah. So how, like, when the room's like tiny, because I'm claustrophobic. So I'm afraid of being in this space. So I'm like, how big or wide was
it? It's big. The first room wasn't that big, but it's big. It fits 8 of us and there was more than enough space. And once we figured out the clues to get into the next room, the second room was like a proper office.
Yeah. Okay.
So you won't feel claustrophobic at all. You wouldn't. And you're not the only one. And everyone is active. I feel like, what was that? You really get into the vibe of it. Can I show you?
Okay. Thanks.
No, you're welcome. Oh, also, I'm sorry. I'm the one spilling all the tea on this episode. Somebody was featured on the news.
Yeah.
Like Tory Lanez quarantine radio.
I wish I had like them DJ sounds or them radio sounds.
Yes.
I need those.
Yeah, we need reaction sounds on this podcast.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Oh, no, that's kind of your job. So
yeah, like
even when you pay me for it, I would do.
Imagine
when you pay me for the job, I will do the job. Thanks. But no,
yeah. Shadow include us in your professional experience when it's time.
You are gonna need us. I want you to know that. Okay. And don't come around talking about which all of you that lie on your LinkedIn.
You not put on your CV there. You had your previous job, you increased efficiency by 60%.
Yes, I would.
I'm just going to tell them, go and look at Ocean numbers on Instagram. I will pull up anchors. See, Shefua. No, you do great work, but you could do better work.
Okay, you could do better pay. You could do better pay too. Okay, please. Don't stress me.
Let me let you talk to, like, bring that in, news lady.
Yeah, tell us about your news feature.
Oh, so I essentially like spoke to a reporter from Start News, and Start News, they report news like healthcare and like medicine and healthcare, like essentially like report, like, you know, what's new in biotech space, you know, what are the new drugs, what is like some new technology in like gene editing, or what are, like, just like that kind of news anyway. And like I essentially like spoke to them in an interview about like climate change in my industry and like, you know, how companies like reacting to like taking on climate change policies or like being like, you know, aware of like sustainability and like trying to like increase or implement like sustainability policies. So I kind of like spoke to them about that, about like, you know, contribution, what it means to be like a scientist who is also going ahead to take those kind of decisions, taking advantage of leadership and decision-making opportunities to implement climate change.
Okay.
Like just essentially being somebody who is driving climate action, like and encouraging that kind of like.
I'm proud of you.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
What's a climate change thing, or I mean something really small that you think that you try to do in your day to day at home or at work, something that you know.
Conserving, so less use. So conserving water, conserving plastics, especially single use plastics, like just conserving, using less things, like even less food, like less everything.
I was waiting for you to say conserving electricity, but that's fine too.
But like electricity as well, like turn off the lights, like less use of everything. Like if you're not, you don't need to use it. And like, essentially.
Yeah, that, you know, reminds me of, you know, when we're younger and when our parents would like use the ice cream bowls for soup. Low key, they were.
Yeah, that's definitely repurposing.
They've been conscious. So that's good.
That's why, like, at the end of the day, like, they say that, like, innovation is one of, like, the biggest problems with, like, climate change. And that's why you see, like, a lot of climate change issues in the global north, where they've had, like, their industrial, what they call it, industrial time or something like that, where, like, everything is, like, overly industrialized. Oh, you can get on Amazon and order 3 packs of, like, what's that bold thing that those women were fighting on for? Tupperware. You can get, like, Tupperwares delivered to your house on the same day. As opposed to like in Nigeria, like you probably need to go to a store to buy it, or you probably want to go to a place like Ikorin or Lagos markets to buy those kind of like household items. So it's like not being like so overly like developed also.
Konga and Jumia sell those things.
I know they do, but like I'm just saying like not everybody, and you also cannot get it like same day. Like,
but you know what this makes?
And not everybody even have access. Like, don't forget that, like, in countries like Nigeria, like, you think everybody has access to the internet, but like, there's actually like so many people with no access to the internet. It's just because of where you are, like, your own social positioning that makes you feel like, oh, a lot of things that you have, most people have access to, people don't.
Oh, I know that.
I'm not saying you don't, but I'm just saying, like, that's another thing. Like, Konga doesn't really, like, how many actual Nigerians are customers on Konga, like,
yes,
a lot, but not a lot.
It's
still a very small fraction, like, of the total percentage Nigerians living in Nigeria.
I feel like it's more than 10%.
Is even too much, safe.
I feel like it's even more than 10%.
10% of Nigerians shop can afford to shop on Konga.
Wait, let's even go deep down. So let's assume that everybody that shops on Konga is getting an education, or they have at least a secondary school certificate, or like they're educated up to secondary school.
If I think that number will go up.
If they're not at least lower middle class, because let's assume that lower middle class, even when they don't have a formal education, they're still like educated and very literate. But let's say if you are less than lower, if you are lower than lower middle class in like income, what percentage of those people having no secondary school degree are actually literate? Do you understand? And it's like that population, that tiny population of lower middle class, is 90% of the country. So you're thinking about a very small fraction.
90%? No, I think that's
like, do you know what the poverty line is?
I think the poverty line is probably, I want to believe, at 40%. It's still high, but I want to believe that.
Even America is probably not 40%. It's probably more than 40% in America. Like, be for real.
Okay.
I mean, anyways, I had a question. I had another question. No, I can't
actually,
remember.
my bad. In America, they said it's only 11.6%.
Yeah, Nigeria is probably
what
like
is, what is the root? What are they
so...
defining poverty as?
Where is the source? Like, where did you get that?
Okay, so I'm not sure, like, what exactly the poverty rate, like, I mean, the poverty rate has a defined line about, like, I think $2 a day if you don't have up to, but think about it. Do you know how much $2 a day is in Nigeria? That's 1.5.
Is it?
Yeah.
And that's not a happy laugh. I know that that happens to me. I feel like I need to stop.
Do you know the funny thing is like when you think of 1.5, you're like, oh, 1.5 is big money now. If you have 1.5, like, but wait, let me not explain to you that 1.5, if you are working class, is not even enough.
Yes,
because we have people in Nigeria, especially like young people that supposedly have jobs. Your job literally only takes care of, does not even take care of your basics. It takes care of, like, what was that word now? Of miscellaneous, like, the miscellaneous cost in your life is what your job, not the, like, do you know how insane that is? And that miscellaneous cost is 1.5 a day. If your transfer money is 500 to go to work, 500 to come back, you have lunch at work
it
for
cannot 500. Even be 500.
You can't, we've not even talked about the credit on your phone.
I guess it's not even enough. If you deep,
yeah,
that,
1.5 a day is not even enough.
And that is the poverty line. And if you think about it, 1.5 is still like,
you guys, how much are they paying NYC people?
Like 30,000.
Wait, how much is 1.5 a day for a month, real quick?
Okay. Wait, that would be...
Yeah.
Wait, let me...
And you're talking about NYC people that are even educated. I have like an education past secondary school degree. Like, I'm talking about people that, as a young girl, she married her husband that is an Okada man, and they have 5 children. And they're under 40, and he barely makes enough. And maybe he broke his leg in Okada, and they also have hospital bills. Like, that's the typical Nigerian family. That's what it looks like. There's always an additional problem because Nigeria is not working that impacts their family.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Apart from even the poverty, apart from, like, maybe no job, direct causes, there's also something else that sucks money out if nothing is coming in.
Honestly, that just depressed me. Like, talking about
that. Yeah, like, that really just killed my spirit.
It just killed my spirit.
When you put it into clear terms like that, it's like, what is even going on?
It's really, really interesting.
Like, when you actually sit
and
down.
And I mean, I feel like that's one thing that makes me really grateful. I'm really grateful at the level of participation in the last election. And I feel like, and it's crazy, but that's honestly, I realized the only thing that I can be grateful for when it also comes to the election is because I remember, like, I think it was the 2014 or the 2015 election, and I remember, you know,
a lot of like political apathy.
Yes, and I still was glad that, you know, at least Nigerians know that their votes count. But it's crazy that now again, that's literally the same thing. I can just be grateful for that. At least we know that, you know, we can go out. We know that it's possible to have a free and fair election.
And we're also knowing that
growing up, it was like, yeah, I'm not going to vote, or they already know who they're going to put.
Exactly. Yes, and now,
people are now trying at least, even though there's still a lot of corruption,
also know that even if there's
coming out,
INEC cannot, we can make it obvious that INEC is rigging. Like, do you understand? We can expose them, and that's what, like,
yes.
It's like, okay, you want to rig, but we will not keep quiet. We're not going to like cover it.
Yes, we're making it obvious that you are rigging, though.
Yeah,
we
like
know,
it's like
we did not hold you, but we know that you are rigging. We know that you are
like,
lying.
It's like, and it's clear to like the whole world. You see, like, different countries, like, even commenting on how dishonest the elections were. Like, even like international, even religious leaders, like random people on the streets, when they realize you're Nigerian, they're asking you things about, like, don't bring up my trauma. My own point is, like, at least
an election was
like, and everybody but condemns it.
Mm-hmm. Not the election per se, but when they announced the winner of the presidential election, it was on my birthday. I just feel like
what we said on my birthday.
Like, I have to fight someone. I feel like, you know, someone needs to be fought. But that it's just like a rude thing to do. Like, why would you mess my day up like that?
But speaking of INEC messing
days,
speaking of INEC messing days up, remember that they actually had to cancel the election and move it to like the next week. And like that disrupted people's, like, I was hearing about people that were wedding planners, people that had people flying into the country. Like somebody was like, oh, my wedding is like supposed to be that Saturday. Like you canceled it. Like,
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they need to expect. But the same government that created a scarcity and a lack of money preceding the election period.
Like all these things are calculated.
You don't understand. It's calculated on comfortability.
My own is like, you don't even know that at the end of the day, like all these things that they do, like there are even so many loopholes saying that they needed to reconfigure the beavers, right? I'm sure that if you were to get like some kind of receipt of like the software on that beavers, nothing changed. Nobody thought, like they want to tell me that they were even in the amount of time that they asked for, they were able to do everything around the country. Like,
let's speak on even more ridiculous let's speak on even more ridiculous things as a Google form, submitting a Google form of the election results will have done a better job than whatever.
Like, there was no live counting where it's like, and that's one thing you were talking about. Like, if it was free and fair, why can't we just see the numbers being uploaded at like adding up? Like,
you don't need somebody like, say 51.
I know they nobody like, trust. Like, we don't trust INEC. INEC does not trust
polling agents.
Because everybody,
nobody trusts anybody. And
because they've allowed it to be so volatile that there's rigging at every spot. Like, even the person that is just supposed to count as rigged, the person recording the numbers per polling
rigged
unit as rigged, the person collecting for that local government as rigged, the person collecting for the state or the region has rigged, the person that is on
killer. You don't even know what's real anymore. Like, people at polling units to show you one number, the number that will pop up is completely different.
I saw a picture of like
the numbers were being repeated.
What's that thing? You're not allowed to like cross out something and make it so rough.
Yeah, in SS1, if you cancel for him, cancel for Mr. Bamidele. That's the end of your essay. You get zero.
If you want to cross it out, you can cross it out neatly. You don't have to.
Even when you're writing letter, like remember we used to use ruler to make sure that the address something is orderly, is on a straight line. So I'm just like, the same secondary school that we all went to.
Like, that's another thing with how they rig is that they make you feel very foolish because it's like, I'm not really going to.
Yes, it's just stupid.
Like, yeah, it's like,
I'm a Nollywood movie. I'm like, shit. Maybe in Hollywood, that guy take it.
Sometimes they correlate. Sometimes
because damn.
Yeah,
like it's so sad because you know, even going out to vote is like a risk to your life.
Yeah.
People actually went out to vote and then they did all that, and then you are now doing rubbish. You're now manipulating the figures. Like, you are so disrespectful about it. You don't care. Like,
yeah, you close businesses. Like, you literally shut down the state for, you know, the day of. Like,
it's crazy.
Honestly, and I feel like that's what a free and fair election is going to look like for Nigeria. An election in which we don't have to shut down our lives on the election day. Yes,
you have 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
Like, the way we lined up for,
and you know the funny thing, this starts to show you.
The way we lined up for voters' card that it wasn't on a Saturday. You could go at any time. That's how we
This literally even lets you know of, it lets you know how broken down your system is. Because when you hear of countries that you can even mail in your votes, we don't even have a proper working post office. First of all,
someone was asking me about absentia voting, like
absentia voting. Like, how we can't even account for each and every one Nigerian.
They will not tell you they have 300 Nigerians in diaspora that send them mail.
All of a sudden, 40 million Nigerians.
Yeah.
They're very patriotic.
I don't even want to hear. Like,
because
they will just inflate the numbers to their advantage.
Because the truth is that if Nigeria was serious, we can definitely do electronic voting. Like, without the
Why not? Like, do you understand?
Are
you kidding me? We have private universities are using facial
on printing.
We can do both because we need both. Yeah, we need
both. No, I'm not saying we can't do both. I'm saying there are universities that are used, and I'm now telling her that, I'm not sure if there are universities in Nigeria using facial recognition, but I know they use.
I know of one. I've used facial recognition at a school before.
Which school? In Covenant University?
Yes, for roll call.
Doesn't ring a bell.
I mean, it didn't work perfectly. Okay, it didn't work perfectly, yes, but we used facial recognition at a point. I'm sure I can speak on it.
Yes, I remember.
Are you kidding?
I did not, but I saw the abandoned machine in the hall.
Are you kidding me? That's really Nigerian. That's as Nigerian as it gets.
Yeah, I just saw that. Yeah,
that's as Nigerian as it gets. It's not 10 years between me.
Abandoning things.
Yes.
Properties. Love more than abandoning.
Are you serious? It's not 10 years between me and you. So for that to be abandoned, that thing was, no, it was just software that needed to be updated. I'm actually upset.
When I entered, we were, you know, doing roll call with like paper. It was pen and paper.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, we did
and
that.
Then it changed when I entered like 200 level. Yeah, it changed to, that's my second year. It changed to thumbprint. So we started thumbprinting.
Wow, yeah. We never thumbprinted though.
That's what it became.
Recognition. God, Covenant had so many failed projects now that I think about it. From the Samsung iPad.
Sorry, somebody cracked a joke. And I feel like
Oh my God. To fucking pagers. Can I keep going? No. For real. I think they did one e-library thing. That shit, I don't know. I don't know anybody that used that e-library for anything. God.
I don't want to mention.
I mean, A for effort, though.
His name, but they said if a certain CU staff was conducting the Nigerian elections, that by 11 a.m. sharp, we know the president is.
Yes. Just because it. But yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's sad. Mm-hmm. That's really sad. That thing doesn't work anymore.
Doesn't work. We're just stacked in a corner.
God,
in the cage.
We really abandon things. Like
okay,
we
this
really
is like the university reunion. Okay.
Okay. Oops.
Oh, we actually move on.
Okay. Oopsie. Wow. Anyway. Wow. No. I'm shook. I did not see that one coming at all. I didn't see it coming.
I'm even like currently writing a poem, because in case you guys don't know, like the listeners, I'm a poet.
What? God, okay, I guess.
I'm a creative writer and I'm writing a poem about like the Nigerian elections and like the presidential and governmental elections. I don't know how that word goes.
Gubernatorial
elections. Yeah, so it's in three parts, like pre-elections, like during the election and post-election. So like I was just thinking of the things that, what do you guys think I should highlight in the poem? Because I know I can't write every single like, you know, thing that happened, but there's some, what the, as like Nigerians.
Oh, the lady with the eye. The lady with the tuffle.
The poem is not really about, it's kind of non-partisan. It's more about the people.
Those not the people that came out to vote.
I'm talking about the LP.
The person that said it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're talking about anything that would like...
The FFR.
I'm talking... Gosh. You're talking about what can you put that is representative of the election. So I'm telling you all the teams that were coming up, like it was mostly like, except you want to put like, oh, MC Oluomo, like violence or like what?
Exactly.
Like those are the teams.
So instead of MC Oluomo now, so thuggery, violence. Really? Yeah. Obviously, I'm not going to be naming names. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
Depends on what kind of poem that you're writing, because there's some that you can actually like...
Put names and...
Yeah, put words that are, but like...
Yeah, I feel you. Thanks. Yeah, noted. Do you know what I just realized?
What?
It's the way we just ran, like, Oriame and Oname and Ololo, the way we three just randomly say like things in Yoruba, but we don't randomly say things in our own native language. Like,
Okay. You want to fight?
is this about growing up
I
in
think
Lagos
that's too high
and like
energy for
secondary
that's more than
school?
an hour already, right?
No, I think, do you know what? I think is
We grew
we
up
grew up
around
in
Yoruba
Lagos and we grew
people.
yeah, and
A
we
lot of, yeah, a lot of. And like our secondary
that's
schools were like predominantly like Yoruba
Yoruba people,
because we grew up in Lagos.
because it was in Lagos.
Yeah.
So I was
Yeah,
just
you grew up like
thinking
in
out loud.
Edo State,
Hashtag thinking out
and
loud.
you know the thing is like if we grew up in Edo State, as long as we're not in our own town, we'll probably still not be able to speak our own language. We'll probably be
To be
speaking
honest, I
like.
remember I met this Yoruba girl. Sorry, her name is BC or whatever, but she grew up in Warri.
Really?
Not, I'm sorry. No. God, her name is not BC. I can't remember her name now. But she grew up in Warri.
Okay.
She's the most confusing person I met because you see this Warri girl, and she doesn't even speak a word of Yoruba,
Ooh.
but her name is Laide, like some conquer Yoruba name or Dami, and it's like, what? Yeah, so you're not the only one going through the existential crisis
For me, I
of.
can speak our language, just saying.
You are.
Okay, good for you. Good for you,
You are.
linguist, polylinguist, polylinguist. What the fuck is that word?
For that one, because I don't even know the word they're talking. Okay. Yes. But I can't also like pronounce it either. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Anyways, thank you for, spending time with us on the pod. We appreciate
Yay! Can I sing a song, like an
Wait. No,
outro song?
what songs are you guys listening to right now?
What song?
Oh, no. Actually, don't answer that. My own question, my actual question is like, what song do you think is the greatest song ever? Like, if you had to pick just one song ever made, and like,
That's a lot of pressure on Name.
but.
Greatest song ever.
I wouldn't say the greatest song ever made, but a song that
Yeah, it sounds like that you'd be
I can
okay with
always
that
go
being the
to.
only song.
Okay.
Guys?
I'm just thinking like with all the old songs and new songs, I'm just like, wow. Okay, let me see. There's a lot of pressure for me.
It is a lot of pressure.
Well,
I think if I wanted to be stuck, I if I wanted to be stuck listening to,
what song?
what was
I don't know, but I know that it's a bit of a fashion song.
you see my face?
I really like fashion, and yeah,
Okay. Okay.
I love his music.
You don't have to explain. No,
And
because
let
people are looking at me like, huh? So I'm like, huh? Yeah.
me
So yeah.
that's I guess that's cute. I think it'll be Icona Pop. I love it.
Wait, that
Really? I cannot pop.
But yes, I think Icona
it
Pop
has to
will.
be something that I don't mind listening to, like
I
as
don't
a
mind listening
song.
to too.
Like
Yeah.
it's
You
not,
know what?
it's
Maybe not
not
I
his
love
voice,
it, but I think All Night. Yeah, they have a
but
song called All Night
yes,
by
I know that
Icona
song.
Pop. Yes, it would be that song
Or maybe
over and
any of
over
DJ
on
YK.
repeat.
But
Something is
no, but
yeah,
literally, no, DJ YK does a good job. Yeah.
yeah.
Yes. Actually, Oname, there's just too many songs to
I like
like.
that you took that away from me immediately because,
You don't want no smoke.
yeah, look.
I want all the
Anyway,
smoke, actually.
you want all the smoke. It must be easy.
can
You
tell
must
you've been bringing the
be
fire. Thank you
so
so much for hanging with us. It's been
fish.
I'm
Boys
dead.
upon me.
Thank you so much. Like we really, really, really appreciate you coming. It's been fun. It's been a lovely chat, actually.
But I was
And I feel
hungry.
like we don't get to talk as much. So like this literally is our weekly call
I
that we just.
wait. I think speak for yourself.
Okay, yeah, speak for myself. Me
Exactly.
and Ololo. Me and Ololo.
Okay, good.
Gloria, man, 5 minutes into the call, she's like, okay, what else? Bye. Very rude, babe. I'm very rude, babe.
No, that's not true. That's not true. So
Somewhat true.
thank you so much. Like this was actually fun. I enjoyed this. So,
Yeah.
and yeah, do your job better though. Thank you guys for hanging and rocking with us. Don't forget to listen, share, and like, and rate the podcast. If you rate the podcast, then Spotify gets to share it with more people, and we would really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Don't forget to share with your friend. Listen, comment on Instagram. We're trying to be more interactive, but we don't know. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know. But yeah. So yeah, comment and respond back. And someone told me a happy birthday. Thank you. Thank you so much, Paul. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. I had a great day. I did have a great birthday. So thank you so much. Till the next time that we see you again.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
On the flips.
Bye.